Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the second Sunday in ordinary time. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 to 5. Our psalm for today is Psalm 96. Second reading will be taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He will not grow weary. The prophet Isaiah believed in the glory of the people of God, but it was clear to him that the glory had not been realized. However, he says in today's first reading, about Zion, the Lord had declared that he will not be silent. About Jerusalem, the Lord had also declared he will not grow weary until her integrity shines out like the dawn and her salvation flames like a torch. Thus, my brother, my sister, although the people were distant and covered with the mud of iniquities, the Lord vowed not to abandon his own. Hence, as parents, pastors, volunteers of the Lord, we must not grow weary of our work of making our families, communities, and parishes shine out like the dawn. We must never be tired of doing those works. However, in order to make our families, communities, and parishes crowns of splendor in the hand of the Lord, and to make the world to see our integrity, we must not only change and challenge ourselves to become princely diadems of the Lord, but also to support and help to become better those mandated to lead us aright and to God. Yes, we are called to change our own ways and to challenge ourselves to become better and greater Christians, and to also support and help to become better those with the mandate to lead us aright, and mandate to lead us to God, to support them and to also pray for them. And so, my brothers and sisters, if we want, for instance, if we want our priests and elected leaders to become men and women of integrity, then we must not only challenge them to become better and greater versions of themselves for the common good, but also support and help them to attain those targets of integrity. Therefore, my brothers, my sisters, we all have a responsibility to establish great and holy leaders and parents. Because St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that the Spirit given to each person is for a good purpose. Hence, we all have gifts and talents to be used for the betterment of our families and communities. Thus, if you are struggling in life, if members of our communities are struggling to make ends meet, then we must re-examine our conduct and inquire if we have failed to be morally upright, to speak out for justice, to vote for quality leaders. And we must also ask ourselves if we have contributed to the decay in our society. However, even as a failure, one with little faith, the Lord has promised not to forsake nor abandon us. In fact, our Lord Jesus intends to transform us through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit in us. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, we cannot hide from the Lord. Hence, he is aware of our struggles and failures, but he offers us today an opportunity to be transformed. Remember, he changed water into wine. And so it is not impossible for him to do it, to transform us and to grant us a new name. The prophet Isaiah believed, as he says in today's first reading, that Jerusalem will be given a new name. He believed that the glory of the Lord will surely shine on Jerusalem. We also believe that the Lord will make us well again if we are open to His Spirit. The Lord has not given up on you. And so don't give up on God. He will do it. He will renew. He will revive our drooping spirit and help us to be well again. That is our prayer for us this week, that the Lord will make us well again and that the Lord will strengthen us and help us to be faithful. May He bless us, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.